Miraji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. At the age of 13, he was invited to address audiences in London and Los Angeles. Since then, he has presented his message to over 6.5 million people in more than 50 countries. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it." Miraji's message is more than words. People who listen to him express finding profound inspiration, a fresh perspective on life, and peace within themselves.
What is really, really simple? We live our lives, and there are many complexities. It's complex. We have relationships, good, bad, right, wrong. We have many judgments in our lives. Sometimes it seems like we go forward. Sometimes it seems like we go backwards. Sometimes days are easy. Sometimes days are tough. And looking through this complex window, it doesn't seem like something can be simple. I get asked so many questions by people, and it is about the complex. Why is it this way? Why is it this way? Why, if we already have what we have within inside of us, don't we already know about it? But if you stand back and take away all that is unnecessary, not necessary, unnecessary, and then look at it. Look at this life. Look at this existence. In this existence, the breath comes. No judgment, no prerequisites, no forms to fill out, no cues to stand in, no waiting games, no .net or com to log on to. It comes. This existence. The life of being alive dances, plays out every day in the most serene, in the most simplest of ways possible. You are. Every morning that comes, you are. You exist. Not through the avenues of this world, but just you. Just you. This face, this smile, this body, this breath, and this heart, and this time. And I find myself every day alive. Alive. Now, a lot of people sitting there going, "Well, wait a minute, it's not like that." Because then there's all these little problems, aren't there? And aren't we all trying to find solutions to the problems? Everybody. I mean, we have got all these problems in the world, and we've got to find a solution to this. We don't have peace in this world, and we have to find a solution to this. An analogy that I would use here is there is a person, and this person has lived in this castle. They were born in this castle. They have existed in this castle. They were raised in this castle. And it's not a bad place. It's nice. It's big. It's nice. But one thing that this person has never done is looked at themselves. No mirror. Nothing. No way to see their own reflection. Everything else is there. Great food is there. Great bed is there. Great entertainment is there. Everything else is there. But no apparent device like a mirror or anything like that in front of which they could stand and look at their own reflection. Nothing like that. And this person has a lot and has a lot of dreams. But one thing that this person really wants to do is be beautiful. Somehow, this person wants to be beautiful. And the fact of the matter is that this person is really beautiful. Not only beautiful, but exquisitely beautiful. And every day, they lament. Every day, this person laments, "Oh, I wish I could be beautiful." And every day, they take that time, I wish I were beautiful. But there is no way that they could see, if they could see in that mirror. And this is my passion. And I'm very strong about this. This is my passion. I go around the world, I talk, these are not written speeches, I'm not reading anything. If you asked me what I was going to talk about when I was standing back there, I could have told you I have no idea. Except to get in touch with my passion so that you could see yourself in a mirror. Because if you could, you would see how beautiful you are. You would see how incredibly beautiful you are. That yes, you have thousands of drawers filled with things that promise to make you look beautiful. You do. That's what your whole life is about. But beauty touches each one of us, whether we like it or not. Because it isn't a question of liking it or not. Look, you have two legs. Now, one can make an argument for three legs. One could make an argument for four. I mean, obviously, some of those creatures that do have four legs run awfully fast. You could make an argument for two long legs and two short legs so that when it comes time to sit down, you just pop the other two ones in the back and you're almost like seated in a chair, but quite comfortable. You could make many arguments, but you have two. And by going to a shoe store and buying four pair of shoes isn't going to make you grow two more legs. You still have two. You could make an argument for having ears on the top of the head. You could make an argument for that, because that way the speakers, which are the ugliest things, wouldn't have to be in front of you. They could be just mounted overhead and pump the sound down. But that's not where your ears are. Your ears are here. You could make an argument for having eyes on the hand. I mean, imagine things you could see. I want to see under the chair, no problem. I had my eyes right here, I could go like this. I'm looking for something, I could look twice as fast. Just make my eyes go all over the place. But that's not where they are. This is where they are. And like that, you have a quest. Not a quest that you started, but a quest that was already started for you. A quest that says peace. A quest that says love. A quest that says understanding. A quest that says joy. And this quest is also a quest for the joy that is not on the outside, but the joy that is on the inside. This quest is not for the peace that is on the outside, but the peace that lies within you. That's the good news. The good news is what you are looking for, you already have. That's the good news. The beauty that you are looking for, you already have. And when the complexity is taken away, when the complex is removed, what is complex? Complex is doubt. Doubt is so complex. It's like one of these viruses that's got a thing sticking out like a sea urchin from every side. Complex. Doubt. Should we learn to live with it? Or should we learn to understand the very thing inside of us which says you do not need to be in doubt, you can be in clarity. In clarity. Because that clarity that you want, that you need in your life is within you. And I go place to place and I offer people a mirror. And they go, I don't need a mirror. What will I do with the mirror? Because so much of our life is dedicated to understanding what is not us. What is not us? Who in our lives has introduced us to us? It's always someone else. Mr. So-and-so, meet Mr. So-and-so. No one says, by the way, have you met yourself? And people in this world, and I'm very aware of this fact, would listen to something like that and go, but that's just nonsense. Why would I want to meet myself? You don't want to meet you? After all, you are stuck. Stuck. That's the difference of being free and stuck. If you don't want to meet yourself, you are stuck with yourself. And the day you want to meet yourself, you become free. To meet yourself. Free. Not stuck. Don't be stuck. Be free to meet yourself. This is not about writing a book. This is not about writing a poem. Because I will tell you what the real poem is. The real poem is the one that you say to yourself. That is the real poem. You want to hear about the best book ever written? I will tell you about the best book ever written. That's the book of thoughts that you write to yourself. Unparalleled, because it's clear. It does not need an introduction. It does not need a preface. It does not need footnotes. It is yours, and yours is the poem that sings out in your heart and awakens the joy. This is the greatest poem ever written. Joy. Not an emotion of confusion, but an emotion of joy, of pleasure, of that beauty, of that clarity, of that simplicity. That is a poem that rings again and again and again and again. And that is your poem, an expression to yourself. This is the gift. This is the gift. The ultimate gift. Amongst all the introductions, let there be the introduction to you. Amongst all the familiarity that you have in this world, be familiar with yourself as well. Don't be surprised by yourself. After all, in this entire life, you have to live with you. Other ones will come and go, they're transients, but you are you. From your very first breath till your very last breath, you are you. And many journeys you will go through, and many changes you will go through. But the core will remain you. Oh, there will be shocks, and there will be shocking things. But the core will remain you, and the thirst will remain like it always is. Because that thirst that is within you is the thirst for that well from which the water emerges that is also within me. Not for just any other water. So, what I am talking about, simplicity, take away the complex, the shells, the wrappers. For here lies a gift that is so perfect. It does not need to be wrapped. Take that challenge. We all say, you know, oh yeah, but I want to make this gift as presentable as possible, so let me wrap it. There isn't a wallpaper in this universe perfect enough to wrap this gift of life that you have been given. There is no bow that is pretty enough that can do justice to what you have been given. The challenge in your life is to know you. The challenge in your life is to understand that beauty that lies within you and to have access to it whenever you want. In reality, not in some fiction, not in some, I think I am feeling peace. The other day, I was walking by the beach and everything was just so tranquil and I think I felt peace. No. Is that how you eat when you are hungry? Yeah, and I was in this place and I think I had some food. No. Hunger needs to be satisfied. Not in theory, my friends. When you get hungry, you look for food, not for recipe books. It's only when you are not hungry, you can afford to look for recipe books. I wonder what would be nice to eat. When you're hungry, what difference does it make? You know, people diet, I try to diet. And then all of a sudden, when you get hungry, there is the cookies. People say, but what about self-discipline? Depends on the hunger. Because there is that time when the hunger becomes apparent. This life needs to be apparent, not something you live on the side. The gratitude for each day needs to be apparent, not something that plays in the back of your mind or your thoughts. The connection to this existence needs to be apparent, not something that happens when you finally sit down in your living room, close the lights, and burn some incense. It needs to be apparent. The clarity in this life needs to be apparent, not responsibility of some people who have been given the guard of being clear. How will I know? I have a compass, and this compass has a name. And you know what it's called? Heart. And it's a wonderful compass. Its precision is amazing. It is precise. And it is so real. And it points. It points the direction in my life. No, no. You know, people go, oh yeah, well, are you talking about voices from the inside? No. The heart doesn't tell you, buy that Peugeot. You know, a lot of people say, and I saw that girl and my heart said, fall in love. Heart doesn't do that either. What does the heart do? The heart is that cry, that call, that point, that needle, that compass that say, be fulfilled. Be fulfilled. Quench this thirst. Live this life consciously. Extract everything that this breath has brought you as much as you can. Be alive. Exist. You know, some of us have gotten so good at being the ostrich syndrome. Dig a hole and bury your head. And the problems will go away. That's not living. That's not living. Living is when you feel from inside out, the joy of being alive. There needs to be peace in your life. And how far is it away from you? Right here. That's how close it is, my friends. It is so close. So people say, when I was in India, you know, people say, so, what do you do? What have you come to say? Well, there is a person, they're very poor. Very, very poor. And they beg each day. They live in a very poor hut. I happen to know that there's a gold mine under that hut. What do they beg for every day? They beg for understanding. They beg for love. They beg for so many simple things. That poor person happens to be all of us. That's what we beg for every day from other people, from our children. We beg for love and for understanding. There's a gold mine, and that gold mine is under your hut. And I know. Dig. And you will be rich beyond belief. Dig and you'll have peace in your life. This is a reality. What is so different about what I have said this evening, this afternoon? These are not empty words, my friends. These are not empty words. That's the difference. This is not some inspirational talk. This is real. And if that gives you goosebumps, good. Very good. This is a possibility that is very, very, very real.